All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another live event here at WP Studio. We are diving deep into the, how shall I put it? We're diving deep into the WP query and the WordPress loop. You should be actually hearing my voice and seeing our code that we're going to be working on. It just says PHP right now, and we'll dive into that. Our chat room is over at wpstudio.com/chat, our live chat for everything that we are doing. So we are building upon the webinar that happened less than an hour ago over on YouTube, the free one, which was an introduction to the WordPress loop. If you missed it, you can always go rewatch it. I'll put the replay also in the WP Studio library, as well as you guys can just go over to the YouTube channel to watch that if you want. So at the end of the webinar, I'm just going to pull open, let me pull this slide. Towards the end of the webinar, we kind of dealt with this, and I'm just going to pull up the Zoho show, so ignore everything else. We dealt with this, or I laid this out. The WP query consists of four main elements: the arguments for the query for when we go into the database to get stuff out, the query itself, basically the shopping trip to get everything out of the database, the loop, which shows how we display something, and then finally we close it off and get ready for the next loop. That's how we can do multiple loops over and over again. So if that's where our start page is, we're going to spend the first part of the webinar on the actual code. Diving into some of the PHP code, just so you can understand that if you ever had to write your own, or maybe you're diving into somebody else's theme or taking over some other client website, it would be important that you can recognize the variations in a loop so you can tweak the loop and you can do all sorts of stuff. So what I'm going to do is we're going to start from the most basic, and then we are going to convert the most basic into something that you would normally see in lots of different themes. So the most basic status, or the look and feel of a WordPress loop, is this: if have posts, then while have posts, the post. Okay, so that's the most basic way a loop is handled. Now, notice how I left like an empty space up here and basically empty spaces down here. So basically the empty space up here would be where we would set a special query. If we don't set a special query, basically this is just using the default query, which gets you the 10 latest posts in WordPress, and you can filter through and you can loop through that. And I also left space down here where we can clear it. We can say what happens if they don't find anything, the query doesn't find anything, all those type of situations. So I'm going to add one or two things here. So first, we're going to create a query, which was that shopping trip to Walmart, to go get the deodorant of a certain color. But we'll call this one our shopping trip. I probably didn't have to pick such a long variable. Well, so basically, that is a way our shopping trip, we can say, hey, we're going to create a new WP query. So that's the query into the database. And let's actually make this more standard, where you're going to see in arguments. Now, some of the themes you may be going into and looking at and digging through other people's code, they may use the word arguments. They may use something else like variables. Some developers are just off their rocker and they choose different things. So I'm just going to come up here, and normally you're going to always have the arguments as an array. We know an array is just a listing of things. Okay, so as we add different things, add different query information ways of going on the shopping trip into Walmart. We add this basically every single time we want to request something from the database, we are initiating another WP query. Now, there are other ways of doing this. I'm going to focus on this one because this is the most standard that you would find across multiple themes. So therefore, the WP query is the important thing. I could do things like get posts and, you know, post query and these other functions, but they're all going to run through the concept of the WP query. They're going to run through this function. And just a reminder with PHP, anytime we pass something inside this window, inside these parentheses, we are passing additional information. Basically, it is the request from that homeless guy to go get deodorant in Walmart that has the color red. Those are different arguments. So we would actually see something like this product. Let's just do this. I don't know how I want to do this. Well, I'm just going to do this so it makes a little bit more sense. It's not full PHP. Do smelly things. And then we would do something like color red. So again, you would put together the request that you're trying to get out of the database here inside this argument array. Now, if people are used to understanding the WordPress loop as this, they will get confused, or this is an area where you can stumble or trip up, or like, I know that's the loop, I know this is the query, but why isn't it working on my site? Let me tell Barbara, click on link above. I think it's the blue text. Okay. I think it's there. Did anybody else check that? Or can somebody else check? Oh, perfect. BG, thanks. Okay. So this is the stumbling point. And it's this. They know they've seen the WP query, a new object, a new function of WP query is being dealt with. But my arguments are being passed through of whatever we put, but why isn't the loop doing it? Well, because, anytime you have just the default loop, it is doing the default loop. So we need to, that's why we saved a variable. We need to attach this variable to the loop. So you will see something like this. Shopping trip variable have posts. Shopping trip variable have posts. Shopping trip variable the post. So this is also a way, and I've seen it on some themes that can be really confusing. Normally, you're always going to have your arguments and your query in the same location as the loop. But sometimes they are stored in different places because some WordPress developer thinks they're being cute. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. So this is why it's important that to know what the variable is prior to the have posts, the post. So that then you can go searching somewhere else on the theme to find where they are passing those arguments. And that's how you do it. You're looking for that variable. Now, at the end, we would do something. Yes, you would see something like the WP reset post data, which is what we were talking about in the webinar an hour ago, that this basically just gets it set for a new query. So that query stays the way it is until we reset it. By resetting the post data, basically it means we can do this again and again, and we can create new WP queries. If you don't reset the post data and for whatever reason you maybe in the same function that you have, or the same template that has this query. And let's just say you didn't do this post data, but somewhere else there's just a have posts, because you're thinking, hey, it's just going to be the generic one. No, because we didn't reset it. Basically, we have, yes, we've saved it as a variable, the new WP query, but it's going to be the same arguments passed into this one as this one. If it's on the same area, the same page, the same template, is being loaded into the same request for WordPress, which is why we need to have that reset post data when you're done using the query. Now, I could also have something like new stuff, and then it's going to go look for whatever new stuff is being added to the WP query as a variable. So that's always possible, but that's kind of a rabbit trail. But let's just put this back in. So that takes care of this. Now, there is another whole aspect that a lot of queries fail, especially if you are writing your own. Let's say you're going to write your own query. I've got my template. I'm ready to go live. I'm pushing it out. What happens to this query if all of a sudden, now WordPress does have fail safes and page not found. Basically, it'll turn it into a 404 error. But we might actually want this, that if their shopping trip have post, blah, 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 else we could do what happens if no posts are found. So we could echo out, sorry, there are no posts found. So that's all possible, something that we could do in the query. But for the most part, you're only going to be writing custom queries if you already know content is there. So things you would be writing custom content for, and I've used this before. Sometimes maybe your client has a newspaper site or a newsletter site. Maybe you want a special query, and we'll call this query upcoming posts. Notice how I've now saved upcoming posts as a variable. I pass that into my loop, and my arguments could be status equals draft. So that's the only thing I'm passing in. And maybe I could do something like posts get 10 or something like that, or by a certain author, whoever I want to put those things. But I could create a listing of status. Now, remember this upcoming post, just as, so people understand, I'm going to stop the PHP here and start it again. But this is where we create things like, this is where the content goes, where we can do something like title, the title. So that's the template tags. So it's basically going to be at the same level after we do upcoming posts, the post, passes it on, all that type of stuff would happen in that location. All right. Let's see. Okay. And again, all this stuff, the queries that we're writing, they would all be going into a WordPress template page of the theme. Somewhere in the theme is where we are writing those things. We're not going to be putting these into the back end, the administrative section of WordPress through the post and page edit screen. For one, we don't parse or evaluate PHP in a post or a page. It has to be handled outside. But because of that, that's why it's all going to stay in a theme template file. Or if you're writing a plugin, you need to fetch something out of the database. As I mentioned in the webinar earlier today, any time we want to fetch something out of WordPress, out of the database, we're going to be using the WP query. Yes, there are other ways to do it, but the WP query will always get things out. Why? Because I'm going to talk through a bunch of the arguments that we can use. So we can get things like based on the author. And when we get things out of the author, we can do anything from their author ID. We could do things like the author name. If you don't want to do the ID, you could do something like that. So it's going to get the author name Benjamin. And we can also if we have an array of authors, let's say we've gotten some author somewhere else, an author in, so that would be in the array, we can use for, I think we would do this, would author in 5, whatever author numbers we would be using. So we could actually check to see, hey, are we going to fetch an author in this array or something else like that? So the author is a big one that we can get that out. Those are all, but let's go back to this author, because sometimes you don't need to do that author in, author name, author thing, because we can grab all that type of stuff out. And we can also do a straight array of an author. We don't have to do author in. We can simply do an author, and it will handle 4, 5, 6, 7, whatever the ID of that author. All right. Now, actually, let me do it this way, because this is an important thing. I will have a handout for this. But this author in. It's actually going to be 2 underscores, sorry. Author underscore underscore in. We are going to have an array. And let me explain why this is slightly different. Let's say you have a post that has, or you have the ability to have multiple authors on the same post, like a newspaper byline, where there's 3 reporters on a certain byline. This would be, hey, go get me the things where the authors are on, that both Bob and Mary, author ID 2 and author ID 6, are on the same post. So that's how advanced and how in-depth we can get when chasing a query for who wrote a piece of content. Now, I'm spending extra time on this author because everything we're going to talk about, posts and categories and other things, we'll use the same type of things where you can search for a category in name, a category in something. Because sometimes you might have a category that would have category car and category blue. And we have 2 tags, and I only want to return the posts into our upcoming posts if, for example, let's say if we've tagged it with tag in, and if it has tag ID 2 and 6, I don't want to return any posts that have only tag 2 or only tag 6. Those are all things that we can do. All right. There are a few weird things about these arguments. Let me jump back because I just finished with the author thing. Let's deal with the category. You would think category would be this. Category 5. You would think that would be. And basically, side note, remember that if we are only getting a single ID, single number, it does not get wrapped with quotes. If we have 2 of them, We need to wrap it so that they know we're together. This also, we spent time talking about this when we spent time with conditional logic. All right, but that's not, this is incorrect. I know it's going to be frustrating, but if you only want to get the category ID, the parameter is cat. But if you're going to do that thing that I just showed you with that author in, it has to be category in. And then we do that array. The thing we just talked about, where we need both of these to be in true for this category in. But if all you're doing is listing, we use cat. So that can sometimes be slightly confusing, where all the other instances of a parameter for categories, it's going to be using the full category, except the default one is cat. All right. How do I want to do this? Look, the other one doesn't use this cat category tag. There's no tag and then a longer word. So tag and taxonomy are two different things. Does anybody not know that tag and taxonomy are two different things? Easiest way to think about this is this. Let's go over to our site. Where's this? Okay. So I'm just going to use pods because when we add a new pod, we have the ability to extend something that already exists. Oh, we can extend tags and categories. These are things that were made by other plugins. So therefore, tags is an already established taxonomy. Categories is an already established taxonomy. So they have their own unique parameter in the query of a category or cat or a tag. Those are specifically going to get that. If we are going to create, if we are going to create a taxonomy, then we could have something like book genre or something like that. So that's why when we are dealing with cat or tag, Georgia, that's really strange. You should be seeing the video. Anybody else having a problem with the video? The reason why I'm asking is I'm using the PWA from Zoom, which on Chrome OS has experienced trouble in the past. Okay, so that's. The only other thing I could say, Georgia, is check and make sure that there's not like a window behind another window. That there's that has happened to me before. Like I'd open it and the screen that I'm supposed to be viewing is now behind another screen. All right. So that was the little rabbit trail for tag, because we can do all these tag parameters. Then we get taxonomy. But this is a little bit different, because in the argument, basically, anytime we have a taxonomy, we have to tell it, hey, we are going to do a taxonomy query. You're going to see why we're going to spend this, because we'll do this with meta v fields as well. So we're going to do an array. And so basically there's also another array where we now can choose the taxonomy of, let's call this genre that we were doing for the book thing, get the field in that taxonomy for the slug. And our terms are going to be horror. Now, you might be going, well, that's just a lot of work. It is, but it's required of WordPress. That's how it works. If you are using the pre-built tag or category, you don't have to go through this type of tag or category query where we go tell it what type of taxonomy or type of tag, which field to pull from it, and which term to look up. Any of the custom taxonomy query, we have to, or any of the taxonomies we want to return. So let me jump back over to this. So let's create a taxonomy. Start over. We're going to create a new taxonomy. We will call this one genres. Take the next step. Now, the next step, if I leave anything here, I can go. Now, I don't think I've attached it to anything. So I would need to come over here to the advanced options and attach. Where do I want to put it? Here, I'm just going to add a new menu item. And we should see there's our genres, just so we can see it. Okay, so here we are. If we have horror, save, basically this horror, if I edit it, the slug is horror. So if we take a look at this, let me drag this over here. Whoops. Our taxonomy query goes into the database, and we're looking for the taxonomy genre. That's that taxonomy we created here. We're looking for the field, the slug, okay? Because most taxonomies, we're not going to be having other fields, but we could. So in pods or metabox, we could add additional fields to this taxonomy. Perfect thing would be like, let's say we wanted to make a taxonomy called geolocation. So maybe we have our tag where we put in the name of Washington, D.C. would be one field, the name. So therefore, the slug would be Washington, D.C. in lowercase. And then maybe we have another field that is longitude and latitude that we can put in there manually. Well, then we can say, hey, we want to search or pull back any posts that have the field longitude, then we can say the term that we're looking for. What is the term? What is the value that is put in there? But for most taxonomies, you're just going to tell it, hey, go get the taxonomy genre, look up the field slug, and return anything that says horror for that horror. Does that make sense? And I hope it makes sense by seeing it back and forth between the actual code and the visual. All right. So that's a simple way of doing it. But because of taxonomies, and hopefully what we do just now is going to open the door to other ideas. So what if we have multiple different taxonomies? We're creating this robust library website for our client. And so therefore, there's different types of taxonomies we might be trying to attach to the books. We make a book custom post type. And then in the book custom post type, we have attached a genre taxonomy. Maybe we're going to attach a taxonomy called book cover. So the field would be, we'll do the slug as well. And my terms, let's say paperback. So all of a sudden, what if I have two arrays? Sure, we could do that. And we could do a relation of end. This is where the power of our this is why a taxonomy query, we're not just going and looking up a tag, looking up a category. We are now saying, hey, it must be a horror slug and have a paperback slug. So this would allow us, if our client has a monster database, lots and lots of information, and all of a sudden we want to create a little widget, a little section of a page, and say, here are recommended books that are paperback horror films for the month of October. We don't have to go find them. We can simply make a request into the database to say, hey, go get me those, where both of these have to equal, and then we will display those posts, those books, and information into, again, this is all the argument area. The loop is where we are going to, well, that jumps around a lot. The loop is where we're going to output the information. So that's why this understanding how you set up the arguments, and we can go through all sorts of things. Now, here we can go even crazier. So let's do this. Let's change this relationship to, let me do this. I'm going to save this. No, we'll just make this up. I'm going to put this or. So what we have here is we have a single or, and then I'm going to do, let me move this in just so you see. We can nest things. So basically, this and this, these two arrays here at this same level will be what we do. It is either a horror one or a, I'm going to put two in here, taxonomy, length, field, slug. Terms, long book, or whatever. We'll make it up. So basically, it is what we're returning. Oh, and I need to do this because I have two arrays, so I need to put a relationship here. So what I've now just done is our query into the database is looking at all the taxonomies. Now, we probably do something like this where we'd have our post type, just so you know, book. Then we would have a taxonomy query that is saying, hey, it's either, when you have that or, it's either this or that. It can't be both. Either the taxonomy has to be a horror book, or it has to be a paperback long book. See how we can put those, this multiple relations, relation or, relation end. So there's some really advanced search parameters you can build. That's why the WP query is so powerful. All right. Bear with me one second. I'm going to pop down here because I'm going to include the, let's see where it is. Okay, one second. I'm going to pull up a webinar that we did in the past. I think this is the one. Nope. Oh, you know what? I had written a PDF for you guys that I was kind of using that I'm bouncing off to this webinar. I never attached it and gave it to you for a prior webinar where we just talked about the loop. We talked about the loop, not the query. So I am going to attach this PDF. It's basically a 38-page handout. It's already been written. It already has every single query. But when I originally wrote this one, our webinar was on the loop portion. Because remember, the loop portion is this part below the arguments being added to WP query. We spent our time dealing with this part. And we didn't spend much time talking about the actual query argument. So the PDF is already done. this is what we're working on. And I will attach this. It's a massive document dealing with the query. See, that was, it was back 2 years ago. And I guess I forgot to give that to you. So now I'll be able to give that to you all. And it'll be part of the replay. All right. So now that you know that you've got all these arguments that we can pass into this loop, there, I guess what I'm trying to say is you can do a query for anything and get anything out of the database. If what I'm going to show you, because we can then do a lot of this stuff with plugins, but you may not be able to get as advanced in plugins, because doing something like nested taxonomy queries is not something most plugins can do easily. Whether your page builder or your system, your plugin system that is fetching information and then sorting it through a display, most things are not going to be able to give you this. But I wanted to walk you through the basis so that if you needed to write your own, you can get very advanced, and that handout should help you out. But the big thing to know is this: if you're going to write your own, you just need to save whatever new WP query where you passed in all your arguments to a variable, and then you can attach that variable to your loop. And that's how it knows, WordPress knows that, hey, this is something custom. This is not the default information. All right. So let me find where I just lost my stuff. Okay. All right. So that's where we come in with something like Loop Studio. There's an update. Again, I'm trying to finish this one out, but there's been a lot going on with the WP Studio website and the new things that are happening there. And hopefully that will fix, we'll be able to fix a number of features. When we go and construct our query and we start, you know, looking at things like, you see this category, remember how I said category in something, where you can select the different categories that you would be putting in. But when we do a taxonomy query, that's where you're going to see additional items. I don't think I have, oh, there. See, we just created that taxonomy using pods. So this allows me to basically create a semi-nested item where I can say, hey, it's got to be genre in this. And then if I add another, that's where I put my relation. Remember, let me see if I can pull this out. Because I want to show you that you can do most of this stuff. That's what kind of sets Loop Studio apart. I need to go create two more taxonomies. And we'll use pods to do this, and we'll come back in and I'll show you how within Loop Studio, I can do this. So let's go ahead in and pods. We're going to add a new taxonomy. And what was it? It was book cover. Book cover. Next step. Great. Now we're done. Let's add a new taxonomy. Oh, I need to turn this on. Let's just go ahead and add a new menu item. Save that pod just because we need to add some stuff to it. Then we're going to add a new one, create another taxonomy. I could be doing this with Metabox pods. It's just real simple. Length. Again, we're adding the admin UI because we're not attaching this to any specific post type right now. I could, but we could, if we wanted to, we could associate that with the posts or something like that. All right, so let's just save that pod. So now we have our length, genre, book cover. So we have our length, And let's just do long and short. Just, we need actual values and terms inside our taxonomy. Genre, I think I already have horror, adventure, romance, and thriller, and historical. And then book cover, we have a paperback, and we have hardcover. And then let's audio. All right, so we have different types of items. All right, now let me jump back over to Loop Studio, because in the same manner of us doing this, in our arguments that we then attach to the WP query, pass it in, put it to the loop, we come over here and let's go to our taxonomy. All right, so we're going to select the taxonomy first and come over here. What we're looking for is genre, slug, horror. Genre, horror. And we would just want to make sure it's in, not in. That's what we're looking for. When we add another, it's going to be or. Why? Because that was our relation. Or, it's going to be horror, or... come over here, select the taxonomy, book cover, paperback, in. And this is the level I can get to with Loop Studio. I can't give you another one. Basically, I can't wrap this around. Even if you add another and... because I don't have a way to relate this in. I can only do basically two levels. For if I do end and end, my or is the relation. And when I add another, it's basically doesn't know what it can do. It will look like I can add it, add a taxonomy, length, long. But this doesn't know how it relates to any of these other taxonomies. Does that make sense? So at this point, if you get to this point in Loop Studio and you're playing around with the query, trying to set the arguments, and you're saying, wait, I need these two relations to be together and I've got to go here, that's when you're going to have to come over here and write your own query. Because remember, all of this will generate in the code. So if you know this... see, I've got a relation. I can pull this information out and just simply add another array. Oh, let me do this. Whoops. Array. Let me just move these guys out. Make sure I'm pulling this. Okay, 1 second. All right. So I've got this array is indented just a slightly, but what I'd have to do is here, relation, end. So see, I can use the short code query creator, but if I know I need to go more advanced, you're going to have to actually go edit the actual query. Now I can still use Loop Studio's generator to pull this off and type my stuff in here. But that means I must use this code to pass this information off. Because notice how by doing all this, adding in this additional nested relationship, it's not updating the short code. So I can't use the short code to get this advanced nested stuff. So I've got to put this in. I know this is really deep in the weeds right now, but this is where I'm trying to get you to jump off to the next level of seeing, well, what if I need or I want some super advanced thing can I still use Loop Studio? Yes, but you're not going to be able to use the default methods of Loop Studio. You're going to have to actually then just copy and paste this into a WordPress page template, which is creating the custom query. See, our arguments are being passed into WP Query, saving it as LS Query, Loop Studio Query. And now you see this. Look, if Loop Studio Query have posts, well, Loop Studio Query have posts, the post. Okay. I know this went super advanced in terms of, I don't think we've ever talked about nested relationships. But now that you've seen taxonomy queries, the same thing is going to be true when we start dealing with, come all over here, the meta query. The reason why that is important to me is I love using things like Metabox and pods to extend the capability and functionality of a post type by adding additional fields. This is when we create custom fields, we're going to be looking for a key, the name. And so let's say in our custom field, we have author's age. I have no idea why we would do that. Author age. And I'm wanting to be a 20. I want to list all the 25-year-olds equals, because that's my operator. Now I could come in here and do something like all the authors that are over the age of 80. And then I can do other ones, but watch what happens. Yes, I've shown you how we can do that search in the custom fields, the meta query. I'm going to generate that code. We're going to come over here the same way, and I'm just going to copy this and we'll bring it over to our code so we can play around with it. That really jumps around. I don't like that. Okay. So the same way with this taxonomy, when we were searching for a taxonomy, again, we're talking about this because tags and categories, the simple way of searching things based on a tag or category, we can do it directly. We don't have to do a query. But anytime we do taxonomies or meta fields, we have to run it basically as a query where we are now querying the meta query. Key, author age, value, 80. It has to be greater than 80. And the type of thing, it's probably not a character. We would probably want, where'd it go? It's probably like a number or some. We can do a character. Depends on how the field is saved. But all of these can be running through a query. And the same way, if we're only searching for one, we're fine. But if we wanted to search for, make sure the author age is greater than 80 and hair color equals blue, we have to do a relation. End. And you already know what happens when we do that. That just means we need another array query, a meta query. So we have a key, hair color, value. So that's the value of the special field, the meta field, the pods field, the meta box field we have added to that post type, blue. And we're going to compare it to be equals. So that's what we're using. And the type will be, the type is an optional field. But see, now what we've just done is, because the meta query, we can go search, only give me posts that have these fields, these custom fields added to it that have over the age of 80 and have the color blue. If they have the color blue, but they're only 20 years old, we don't want to return it. And we don't want to pass it into our loop. So that's why if you can master or understand this level of the query, basically you've got it made. Because now we can fully search, customize, return queries passing into the WordPress loop of any type of content that exists. But understanding the difference between just simply doing post type equals book versus an actual query of taxonomies, meta values, other things that might have multiple variation, multiple things we would compare. And that's where we're left. So this is one of those things that if I were using Loop Studio, and if I can create the build my little query shortcode creator to get it to do what I want it to do, great. But if all of a sudden you're like, I need the next level, that's what you do. Basically, you're just going to extend the array or add in information, move stuff between. Now, again, we lost what we did before because I didn't save it. But we would be pulling this stuff out, adding in these relationships of different arrays. The final thing I'll point out is in the template, the difference between this and Metabox views, both of these I absolutely love, because the Metabox views allows me to assign certain to a singular or archive. We've already spent lots of time talking about these. But if I come through here and just say, hey, I'm going to drop this in a short code somewhere so I can put it somewhere else. Or I could do just, hey, the singular page where, let me do this. What I sometimes would do is, hey, instead of showing the documentation page for this site, I'm going to write my own query. So Metabox fields does allow me to write my own query. So basically it would be writing this query and attaching it into here. If that's something you want to spend more time on, I can show you this, not today, but I can spend some time diving into writing the query. I've solved all the issues. I sent it back to, because they did have a tiny issue with advanced queries being put into here. That's now been solved. Because I've already shown you how we can do these fields to insert information directly in. It already knows how to handle the images and all the these are their versions of magic tags because they're using Twig, unlike Pods, which uses its own magic tag to pull the fields in. Basically, anything inside here is going to be the loop. But I can create the arguments and the query prior to the loop that the field would be due, and then it would reset on its own because of how they've coded it. Or I can go through the whole thing and use Loop Studio to construct my query of fetching whatever information I'm fetching out. And then once I've done that query, I can attach this layout or design as many layouts as I want. This is an individual. But we can do these are all the template tags. This is using straight WordPress. One of the things that I have heard from members of WP Studio is one of the reasons they love Pods is Pods has this really simple way of dealing with the template. I'm just going to show you this. We'll do genre. Here's our terms. Where let's say there was no description. We can do an if description. So if the description exists, then we are going to show description and close the if, which means if there was no description, this word show would not show up with an empty description. So pods gives you that if statement within the loop. Metabox does the same thing, but instead of using, so basically there's just going to be a if post title then we would do this insert the post title and then we could close out the end if like that. So pods does the same Metabox views does the same thing. Well, how do you do that capability here in Loop Studio? We actually use default PHP and default templates, page template tags. That's what I was trying to say. And I have an example here where, let me show you the page. I did this right before we started. But this is using, you know, a simple little way of, jump back over here. Basically, it's, hey, here's our post thumbnail. Then we're going to wrap a title around an H3 and then put our excerpt here. That's what's happening here. So it looks nice when there is a featured image. But what happens when there's not a featured image? Because if I were to remove something, you know, if I don't have the featured image, let me just remove that. Cancel, save the template. This is what it would look like. Like something's off. Oops. Well, it would help if I didn't leave something there. So that's not bad, but it feels like something's missing. So you could have something like a, if it doesn't have the post thumbnail, because we used the post thumbnail to show the post thumbnail. If with the question, the exclamation point, which means if there is no post thumbnail, what we're going to do is we're going to just put a, again, I didn't attach an image, but we could attach a default image. I didn't have time to do that, but we could attach an image. Now, because I did a width and a height, it's going to automatically give me that box size. But now we could have a default image showing up. So that's one of the big things in the loop that gets people with Loop Studio. So let me just wrap this up. Loop Studio, I think, is going to be the solution for most people who want to do advanced work. If you need to go even deeper in terms of the meta query, in terms of the taxonomy query, and create nested relationships, you can set the stage with all this. And maybe it's a good idea that way you can say, hey, I need all these items. And I don't know what that looks like in code. So you can check the box, come over here. And so now, hey, that taxonomy query sees the terms in an array. Now I know how to write it. But when we nest things, hopefully it makes a little bit more sense to see that we're adding in this relation part of the array. All right, we are at our hour point. I realize we probably went way deeper than I think I was even expecting. I think it will help as well when I get you that 32-page handout on the query, because then you could go through, and I tried to get everything that WordPress allows you to search. But this is part of why Loop Studio still has a place in the WordPress world, I think, because you are able to at least get the code out, and then you can tweak that code when you put it in a page template. And if it works within this, you can use the short code to put it wherever you want. All right. As just the ending to today, I would also encourage, if I know I put it in the Monday email, it may not have been as clear, but there is now a forum here at WP Studio. And I've adjusted mainly because I'm the only one posting right now. There's a few of you who have posted. But I want you to know this because it's going to be much easier for me to give you almost daily updates of what's trying rather than sending out an email every single time. But you can see all the things I've added into the share box. You can come in here and see why I have updated the video library to be less clunky and much faster. You can also come in here and we'll have WordPress discussions about page builders and options. What do you use for these type of scenarios? So I'm hoping that our forums will become a more useful tool for you. And yes, it is BB Press, but I have hacked it a little bit. And I'm working on continuing to hack it. And if you guys want webinars on this, you know, I'm trying to keep records of all the changes I do and tweaks I do. Like this concept of a latest topic in the forum, that's BB Press doesn't do that. It's another query. It's a query that sits on top of a query. Okay. So I wanted you guys to know about that one. And yeah, I think that was the biggest change. And as I said to the people who showed up on the YouTube channel, it's still early, but I'm reopening WP Studio to new members. And you can, if you want to find out more information, you can jump on over to just click on that red link. Right now, it's like a soft opening. There's still a few things working out. A lot of back-end work is being done on the site. But just letting you guys know what's going on. All right. Well, thanks so much for hanging out with me. I hope nobody's brain leaked out too much as we get into that. But I guess the other thing is I want to encourage you that anything and everything is still possible with WordPress. Even if you think at times that WordPress is getting long in the tooth, it might. But I think there's so many people who don't realize how deep you can go with WordPress. So take care. Have a great rest of the day. And we will get this uploaded as soon as I can. Take care, everybody.